Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
It's cold weather and the winter can be really hard on our skin, especially the delicate skin of our lips. Well, Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist, joins me on the line now to talk about all things lip care. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning, Claire.
This is a good week to talk about this, isn't it? Because everybody is probably feeling the effects of the weather.
It certainly is, absolutely.
So what causes dry, chapped lips?
Well, all year round, some people suffer with dry, chapped lips, Claire. They tend to be people who mouth breathe. So ideally, we're designed to breathe through our nose, our noses, but often we have to train ourselves to do so. So people who suffer a lot with the lips being dry, cracked and chapped should see whether or not they have a tendency to constantly breathe through their mouth. And then cold weather will aggravate it. Other habits like lip licking or lip smacking or picking at the lips, they will all aggravate the lips, or side effects from some drugs. And of course, some people will be prone to what we call a fissure or a crack in the lips, often at the same place every year. And it's usually often in the lower lip, and it's a deep, nasty sore, and they just think, oh, that's my annual fissure, when in fact it's usually like a little infected Grand Canyon in their lip, and getting an antibiotic cream from the GP can often help that also.
That sounds very sore.
Yes, very sore. Every time they smile or laugh, it cracks.
Now, those little habits or maybe ways of living, like mouth breathing, licking your lips, they can be very hard to change, I would imagine. So is there any way that we can protect our lips while making an effort not to mouth breathe or lick the lips?
Yes. Well, of course, with all these things, Claire, the first thing is to be aware of it. And, you know, if somebody can address it, some people will go so far as to say you should tape your mouth closed at night going to bed to force us to breathe through the nose. I tried it and I had the tape off in a half an hour. But, it, you know, if you can do it, it's a good idea. The secret is really generous application of a lip balm with a minimum of good old factor 30 every day. A non-irritating simple lip balm that doesn't tingle or sting or, you know, irritate the lips, because some people then, once the lips are dry and chapped, they'll get very sensitive to developing allergies, or indeed it'll trigger cold sores. So all year round, they should put on the lip balm, and maybe last thing at night, use a nice thick product all over the lips just before they go to sleep. And if they have a tendency to drool out the corners of the mouth, a good old big blob of Vaseline on both corners like a dam can really stop saliva irritating and chapping the corners of their mouth.
Because if you
and
have
then bring the face cream.
If you have the drool sitting there, this is not a pleasant conversation. But that can cause its own problems.
That's right. It's a moist environment and infections, yeasts and bacteria love that. But another trick is we forget that lips are skin. And when you're applying your face creams, your serum, any of your nice fancy lotions, cover your lips with them also. And when you exfoliate your face once a week, gently exfoliate your lips also. There's a current trend going around with the younger people, I believe. I've been told about it on TikTok or something, and they're all exfoliating madly. Don't do that. They're going to irritate their lips. Just once a week is all they need to do.
But do it once a week. Exfoliate once a week, you're saying?
Yes. Well, I always recommend that for the face also. Take away the dead skin gently once a week. And it really does help products penetrate well and the skin looks more radiant.
Now, what happens to our lips as we age, Rosemary?
Well, that's an awful sad state of affairs. As usual, the lips deflate. They shrink, just like the muscles everywhere else in the body, just like we lose collagen and elastic tissue. Our lips deflate and they do develop wrinkles. More importantly, we can develop lesions on the lips. For example, a very common one you'll see looks like a tiny little blueberry. You'll see this on people maybe from 60s or 70s on quite commonly. A little blueberry, typically on the lower lip. It's called a venous lake. Just a dilated blood vessel, which can actually be treated with a single zap of a laser. So that's harmless, but it doesn't look nice. we can develop crusty lesions on the lips. So don't ignore an area of crusting, particularly if you're over middle age in Ireland, obviously younger if you're living in Australia, crusty areas, because they can be precancerous. Because people don't always appreciate that you can develop skin cancers on your lips and they're not very attractive. So persistent crusting around the rim of the lip or a growth on the lips, they're all a sign of sun damage and they do need to be treated very aggressively by a dermatologist.
Okay, so you need to get those checked out. Now, a couple of other issues before we get to our questions, and there are many as always coming in for you. Children and dry lips, and you can't stop them from licking their lips and the cycle is never ending. What can we do?
Well, again, that's called lip lickers dermatitis. So you just have to teach them, put them in charge of their lips, give them a little lip product that they like, a little tin of Vaseline, a little lipstick, whatever, and they'll have to apply it all the time. If it's a very small child and you have control, lather the area with Vaseline, the top of the lip and the chin, because it can really get very nasty and inflamed. And once skin gets very broken down and inflamed, it's very prone to infection. So they may need to go to the GP for an antibiotic cream or even a gentle steroid for a couple of days to break that cycle.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is cold sores, and they can torment people who are prone to cold sores, particularly over the winter months. Do you have any advice on that front?
Ah, yes. Well, cold sores are triggered by, of course, the hot sun, the cold. This weather is typical cold sore weather. People come back from their skiing holidays. And indeed, with all the winter colds and the constant blowing, that will all trigger cold sores. And the trouble with cold sores is they can scar. So you can get left with red marks on the lips or even white marks. So it's important to treat them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trick with cold sores, again, is to use your SPF, at least 30, all year round, even in winter. And if somebody gets regular cold sores, get an antiviral agent from your doctor. So if I have somebody who just gets a cold sore once or twice a year, it's really not a big deal for that person. But if they start to develop a cold sore once or twice a month, they need to go on a prolonged preventative course of a drug, for example, acyclovir, whereby they'll take it every day for 6 to 12 months to break that cycle. So you'll still have the cold sore virus in your system, but you might go back to just having one once a year or when you're run down or your lips are dry or cracked.
Mm-hmm. And that would be
a
great
relief. Keep the lips nice and moist. Yeah.
Now let's get to our questions. And our first question comes from a listener who's very suspicious of lip products. Can I please ask, is it true most lip products are made to dry out lips in order to force you to keep reapplying and buy more?
Well, now, I'm sceptical at the best of times, but I really don't think that would be the intention of any lip product manufacturers at all, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's definitely not the aim of selling lip balms. We use a moisturiser on our face all the time, usually. We use sunblocks, and the lips also need to be treated. So, no, I don't believe that's the case.
And the consistency you're looking for is like Vaseline or petroleum jelly, isn't it?
Well, again, it's the consistency that the individual will tolerate. So, again, a lot of people, men in particular, don't want to go around with big, shiny, greasy lips. So they may choose a matte, a flat finish on a lip balm. Whereas, for example, I personally like a lip gloss. And there are lots of lip glosses with a factor 30, 35 in them. And I will like that texture. But when it comes to, say, children and actually just protecting the lips, you want the waterproof layer on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is personal preference.
Yes. Glynis in Cork says her daughter suffers from desperately dry lips and cracks on the side. They've tried every cream, but nothing seems to work. Have you any suggestions?
Well, again, when you say cracks on the side, I think now you're probably moving into a different area called angular chelitis. Chelitis is just a fancy term for inflammation of the lips. But a very common disorder is cracks on either side of the mouth. Now, in younger people, you have to watch out for iron deficiency and B12 deficiency if there is no other cause for it. But also, once the lip gets cracked there, you typically will get some bacteria like Staph aureus or a yeast like Candida. There's a very nice prescription that your GP could give you. My favourite is Nice Deform HC. And putting that on twice a day for 5 to 7 days will break the cycle. In older patients, those cracks are often due to the volume loss on either side of the chin, the perlesh and the drooling, and they will actually respond again. You treat the infection, but believe it or not, that's a medical indication for filler injections. It's like you restore the volume, you prop up the dam again, and you fix it.
Okay.
So that child should pop into the GP.
So iron and B12 you mentioned there. Does
yes.
that mean that children should be on those vitamin supplements over the winter months in particular?
No, not necessarily, because if they're not iron deficient, some people are more prone to iron deficiency. They don't absorb it as well from their foods. And that if somebody presents, say, with a sore tongue, that's often a B deficiency. But most people with cracks on either side of their mouth won't have iron deficiency. They'll simply have an infection. And it's not a cold sore. Typically, people will say, oh, I get cold sores on both sides. You're not going to get a cold sore symmetrically. So most people won't have iron deficiency. But if after, say, a single course of treatment, it comes back, then get yourself checked for iron deficiency.
Okay. I want to get to this one before we finish. Marie Therese has a 19-year-old daughter who continuously complains of stinging lips. There's no visible sign of chapping. They've tried every possible over-the-counter remedy. They've brought her to a number of dermatologists who've prescribed various degrees of steroid cream, but to no avail. It's very upsetting for her because it's a constant in her life. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Well, because she's already seen dermatologists, and hopefully not myself and that I have failed her, but there are other medications. There's one called Protopic, which can be used when steroids fail. I assume that if she has seen a dermatologist, she will have had a type of allergy testing called patch testing. So she may have an allergic contact dermatitis, or she may be able to identify certain things that trigger it, like foods. I had one patient recently who was having very troublesome sore lips, and it turns out she worked in administration and was always sucking a paper clip. She had a habit of putting the paper clip in her mouth in between using them.
Oh.
And she was nickel allergic. So when we did the patch testing, found out she was very severely nickel allergic, we stopped her using the paper clips in her mouth, putting them in her mouth, and it all settled down.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure she's had allergy testing by a dermatologist.
I don't know if you've heard about radiator face, have you? Sitting on the radiator and getting dry skin.
No, there's a new one for me, Claire.
Well, one of our listeners has.
Yeah,
we'll have to move away from the radiators when the cold weather breaks. Rosemary, thank you so much. Rosemary Coleman there, consultant dermatologist. And that's it.